Wait, what is the other?
The other
don't. Get back.
That's right. You're listening to the Interracial Odd Couple podcast with
Gina
and Saif. Hope everybody's having a great week.
I am having a perfect week. Guess what I'm getting this weekend?
What do you get this weekend?
I'm getting a greenhouse.
Who said you was getting a greenhouse?
You did.
No, I didn't. I never said yes or no because you've been
you
acting kind of
you
like
said,
you needed your
okay,
ass whooped
no,
around
you
the house
said, well,
these last
look,
few days.
We're getting it.
That doesn't mean we're getting anything.
Yes, we are. She said that there was only one left Tuesday, and I'm just praying to God they still have it left by this weekend.
How the hell are you jumping right into this? I need to buy some damn brakes and pads right now.
Okay, go get it. I need a greenhouse.
See, this is some bullshit.
It's not.
I'm just Mr. Moneybags, huh?
I never said you were. I just said what I needed.
Yeah, since we're not acting poor enough, huh?
No, we're not, but I need a greenhouse.
I need some brakes and some pads.
I've needed a greenhouse for 3 years.
You didn't need a greenhouse. Our house is a greenhouse. I've been telling you this.
Our house is not. Our house holds herbs. It doesn't hold plants.
It holds a whole lot of shit, not just herbs.
I know, vinyls and herbs.
Vinyls and herbs. We hope everybody's having a great, awesome week. Had a great week. The weekend is upon us. Damn, it's the middle of August, and we have a chance for tornadoes in good old Kansas today.
I know. A month lasts a week.
I mean, it doesn't even matter that it's August. I mean, last Christmas, we had a tornado watch. I think I put that on my personal Instagram page, too, at Cypher Omni. On my Instagram page, I posted a picture of the National Weather Service saying strong winds, large hail, damaging winds, and a tornado on fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
Welcome to Kansas.
Yeah.
Because what was you saying? People ain't going to say welcome to Kansas, huh?
No, nobody wants to fucking come here.
They're
like, yeah, we're going to vacation in Kansas. No, we're not.
it's a great vacation spot.
Fucking for hell.
I mean, look, I could name off 10 things you could do that are great to do here in Kansas.
Okay, name it.
Number one. Well, I mean, okay,
okay, what's number two? Maybe two will be better.
Oh, shit. So what else has been going on this week, honey? Weekly updates. Your family matters.
I love how my dad, he calls and, you know, we're cooking and whatnot. And he says, instead of asking me, hey, can you... run up to see Poppy. Mm-hmm. He says, so you going to see Poppy today?
Yeah, that's how y'all ask things.
I'm like, I'm going, I guess so.
So we're going to go look at the greenhouse, right?
No, you said we can go look this weekend.
It runs in your genetics.
I showed you. No, all I did, this is all I did.
Oh,
I sent him, the picture of the one that I finally decided on.
Mm-hmm. That ain't all you did.
I sent him the one that I decided on. I said, I want this one.
Not all
it
you
is
did.
Sturdy for the money. It is a good price. And I can use the 20% off coupon. So, but ma'am, more money off. We did it good. I think it's a great idea.
You still ain't been acting right. You kind of made up for it with dinner last night, though.
I make up for dinner all the time. Every night dinner is
that
great.
That dinner was the shit last night.
Okay, so the night before I
was acting up.
Okay, the night that I had to go take care of Poppy, which I had to end up running to Nano's to grab Poppy's undershirt, and then go pick up Dad, and then go take him to feed, then go see Poppy to take Poppy his undershirts.
That was a long day.
Yes, that was a long night. So, didn't get to home till 10. So that night, we had to stop and get Dad something to eat, too. So we went to this place called, I think, Slim Chickens or something like that.
That we paid for.
No, Dad paid for
it.
Well, I couldn't eat anything.
Well, yeah, true.
I couldn't eat nothing because my bite wasn't coming down so
yes,
I could
I
eat nothing. Well, they don't know.
People are
We're
aware. You've alluded, you've alluded to the races before.
So I called the dentist. I'm talking about five different stories at once. Fuck me. So
sure.
So okay, Dad's story. We'll get to Dad's story. So I couldn't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like And I was like, well, maybe they have a dessert. I'll get a dessert. Of course, we get in there. They don't have any desserts. They're out. How can you be out of fucking desserts? It's only 8 o'clock. Well, I was so upset. Okay, so then...
Condition of people in Kansas and their bodies, you know.
Dad got...
Their body styles.
Wings and some fried pickles.
Okay.
So I was like, okay. I tried to eat some fried pickles. So I gummed them to death. Mm-hmm. And they were fucking good as shit.
You did what to them?
I gummed them to death. So hey. I could at least get them swallowed so I didn't have to spit them out.
That sounds so, kinky. sounds my kind of language.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story. So anyways, the next night, I found some mysterious pickles out there, or cucumbers that were hidden, and I found them.
In the garden.
So then I had tons of cucumbers that I had to pickle. So I decided to slice them up because I had some ends that were left over. So I sliced up some pickles out of the cucumbers. And so I decided last night to see, you know.
Shit was good, man.
Come up or guess my own way through frying some pickles.
That shit was fire, too.
Thank you.
Except that one piece. I'm like, why you put ranch on that? I don't want ranch on
that. I just wanted to try what it would taste like with ranch on it. Because that's what I was dipping them in, was ranch.
That areola sauce, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can make the areola, I guess.
The areola sauce would set that shit up. That shit was real good, man.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. I was like, where'd you get this idea from? I don't know. With that whole, that spicy attitude that's preventing you from getting a greenhouse.
I'm still getting the greenhouse this weekend.
So did your grandpa enjoy his undershirts?
Yeah, he's in a good mood.
Good.
Yeah, he's decided that he doesn't want to die no more.
He does.
He wants to live. He wants to stay with everybody.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so trying to explain that to those people up there that wanted to give him the DNR.
Oh, God, yeah, that shit, too.
Was confusing.
Fuck out of here. So what else been happening?
Let's see. Papa sold some wood, but he hasn't got no money from it, so he probably just got ripped off.
Yeah, that sounds like what happened.
So... Yeah, so he's still negative in his bank account.
No, nope, too bad, so sad.
Nope, not so sad for him, because so sad for me, as always.
No, no, hold on a minute. Give me your phone.
Right. Oh, and I guess he's told me today that Mom went and took care of his TV for him. So he said she's happy and he's happy. So I said, good.
Who's she?
Mom.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. He already got some floozy up in there?
So, at least she did something.
Well, she got the TV done. He tried the first time. And that's why he's in this predicament. That's what happened. Wasn't he going to call Meth Head Bitch to take him to get the TV taken care of?
No. I called Mom, or I texted Mom and asked Mom if she would take the TV back. Well, she called Papa and told Papa that, or Papa told her that he didn't have the receipt. So she said,
that whole debacle.
Yeah, so she was like, well, I don't have the receipt. Or, well, he doesn't have the receipt. So I called Walmart and they said he needs the bank statements or however he paid. Mm-hmm. So I sent her screenshots of him.
Right.
And then she starts going off and then talking shit about Papa. And I said, look, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what goes on between you two. Man, and I said, yeah. I don't really care. No, but I got too much on my plate to even give a two shits. You guys better figure it out.
Talk your shit, babe.
And she said, well, he's a nuisance to this town. And I was just like, wow,
a
Mom.
A nuisance to a town
said,
of
wow.
10 people.
And I just left it at that. I didn't say any more. I said, she can sulk in what she said.
Yeah, whatever. You know, deep, dark family fucking histories and old grudges and all that stuff. Whatever. That doesn't need to be neither here nor there right now. But
I was like, I just didn't care.
Yeah. Just help your dad out. Quit bullshitting. But, yeah.
So, I kind of dipped out on both of them this week, kind of
checked
just,
out,
like I didn't want to deal with any of it, so kind of find out she actually went and did it.
Well, that's good. Now he got his TV so he can watch his spinning CD thing to get some, you know.
Who knows?
Baby batter out himself.
Thankfully, school has started, so she's back at work. Janae's back at school.
Yeah. Kids is back in school.
And life is...
There's a lot of parents is out there breathing that same sigh relief. Right.
One left.
There's food in the refrigerator again. Yes!
It's quiet house.
Get the fuck out of here, you little motherfuckers. Go learn some shit.
Yeah.
And get off the phone. I thought you was in class. The fuck?
Right.
That's what it is. What are you learning? And you texting me all day.
They don't. They don't have any drive.
Man.
You know, 75 to 90% have no drive. That 10% has just like all the drive for them. And the rest of them just like, just.
Yeah, most of these kids is trash. Let's just call it what it is. Most of these kids ain't got no ambition, no drive, no sense of duty.
I tell you that because
it's ridiculous.
I had four of them in my house the other day. Four of them. And only one of them, he's a junior. And by the time he graduates next year, he'll have his diploma and his associates. Just because he has that drive. The other three are little shits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you're just trying to graduate, barely.
There's still some kids out there that got their shit together.
And I'm like, okay, that's three out of four that are shits.
Yeah.
And mine is included. Yep. I tell you, mine is included in that. She's just scared to death to even grow up because she just doesn't want
that. When she was just in a hurry.
Right.
And now the reality is starting
last
to fucking
year,
set in
this
now.
Whole last year, like, oh, she's thinking about it. I don't want to. Yep. Yeah. Trying to put brakes on that don't work.
Yeah, it's too bad. Shit, the world keeps spinning.
It's like, I prepared you for this.
Mm-hmm.
I prepared you since you came out for this day.
When that reality hits, when you turn 18, oh yeah, man, that's when shit gets real up in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Out here in these streets, what you about to do with yourself? Oh, and I need 70 for your phone.
Yep.
Oh, you want a car? Well, how bad do you want a car? How much did you save? Oh, that's it? Well, I mean, that's all you going to get. Oh, well, I can just get money from you. No, you're not. Not at all. That ain't what we're preparing you to do.
Nope.
Nothing's getting handed to your ass, and you got to work your ass off to get what you deserve out here. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody giving you nothing in this life, and don't nobody care about your problems either. Mm-hmm. So, you better get it together.
Nope. We've all had them.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's plenty of other young women out there in the world that think they going to find they rich little young man out there that's just going to swoop them off their IG feet. That's not how the world works.
No.
Like, come on, man.
Parents, do not raise your kids thinking they're only going to be kids once. No. They can be a kid all their life, okay?
And
they got to be an adult.
And they will never move out your house.
They have to function.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to train them to function.
Sink or swim. Once you out there, once you out, you out.
Yes.
That is a philosophy we go by. Like, no, once you out, you are out. That's
you don't
it.
Come
Ain't
back.
No coming back.
You don't come back.
It might sound tough. It might sound hard. Some parents out there might not agree with it. But once you walk out that door for good, ain't no coming back in that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Ain't it. Your room changed.
I didn't go back.
Your room is different now. Matter of fact, we're recording in one of them right now.
Yes. It's our music room.
Hell yeah. Turn it into our own little home studio. Well, it's technically mine, but...
It's a music room is what I call it.
You kind of taken over my space slowly more.
No,
and more.
I've taken over the couch.
You own the
that
whole
house.
That is
all it is. It's a couch.
The whole house is yours, and you still slowly creeping in here. But one more, get ready to move up out of here.
Oh, when she goes, that room is going to be perfect. That room is the apothecary. The sign will be up above the room. Mm-hmm. Yep. You will enter the apothecary.
Mom's up. What is it? Mom's in your biz.
Mom's up in your biz all day.
Uh-huh. Speaking of kids.
Yes.
Children update real quick on the other children's. We got one in the backyard right now
breaking
down our trampoline. See, I got off work early today. I'm like, hell yeah. And then I get a knock at the door.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh shit, what's up, son?
He must be broke.
He ain't broke.
He's broke.
He just wants something to do. Well, yeah, then that means when you're 20 years old and you're looking for something to do, that means you ain't got no money to go do nothing.
Yeah, he's broke. So,
but he in the backyard breaking down the trampoline right now, yelling at the dogs.
For my Greenhouse.
Ain't no greenhouse going back there.
He's breaking it down from a greenhouse.
Man, okay.
He's going to help me build the base,
too. It's going to be a bronze statue of me.
Okay. It'll go beside the greenhouse. That's what scared me this morning. I woke up because the ghost just kept whining and whining. I was like, oh, my God, he must really have to pee. What time is it? And I was freaking out.
Until I started that lawnmower and started mowing around this bitch.
Every time I get up, I go pee first, of course. But I always look out the window first. And there's this man mowing.
Looking sexy and glistening and sweat.
No, I didn't see any of that because I'm still asleep.
Well, fuck.
And then I look over.
That's that bullshit.
And then there's just my car. There's not nobody else's car. So I'm like, oh my God, there's a mysterious man.
I should have let my mowing. Hair down looking like a light-skinned Fabio.
Okay, anyways, there was a man mowing my little yard, and I was just, okay, well, just
that sexy, light-skinned, mysterious man out there.
Just how are we going to do this?
Tall, light-skinned, and handsome.
How are we handling this? Okay, well, hold on, and go get your milk first.
You had to really process and think about it?
And wait.
You didn't hear that raggedy mower I'm out there with?
And wake fully up. Think step by step. Put your shoes on.
She just wanted to powder her nose and put some makeup on just to introduce herself and realize, oh, it's just him.
No, I didn't have shit done. My hair was still all over the place. Go sit on the front porch.
That's like that MILF and Stranger Things.
I was
sitting up the side of the pool.
What did I say? I said, hey. Has the dogs been let out?
I'm like, why are you interrupting me in the middle of the morning? Like, you know it's hot. I'm trying to get this over with.
Because Ghost was yelling and
he
yelling.
He was whining
like,
because I brought his goofy ass back in the house. That's why.
I didn't know if he had to pee really bad or not.
He just wanted to whine and be outside. That's it.
So then I get sitting there even longer than I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck day is today?
You literally asked me what today was. I'm like, come on, man.
Stop. What is today?
I'm like, you crazy.
Oh my God. And then I was like, shit, how old am I? This is not correct.
Look, I need to investigate some of your herbs.
Right?
See what the fuck is going on around here.
Oh dear. I told you we need to have my brain checked.
I think you're beyond them years. It's over.
I know.
It's over.
I'm already going downhill.
Already on the decline, honey.
We're going to have to start videoing me so I can
remember. I've been telling
remember.
You all the time because you swear. Mm-hmm. Look, couples go through this. Couples, pay attention. You swear half the time that when you say something, you swear you said it. And I'm like, no, you didn't. Yes, I did say it. You never told me that. Yes, the hell I did. Most of the time you haven't, and that's what I said. I'm going to have to start recording you.
Well, the problem is, and I know what the problem is.
Here we go with excuses.
It's not an excuse. It's what happens.
What?
I have conversations in my head.
Well, come on.
I want to make sure.
Your Jedi Council up there.
Yeah, my Jedi Council. Well, I want to make sure that, because I like to, I try to think before I speak.
Since when?
Or shit don't come out right. So, I end up having like
different accents.
I visit.
You like different, she's different white people all around the world. Because your family, you said your family is mutts.
On my mother's side, yes, they are.
Oh, shit, I can argue that it's on both sides of the family.
No, my other side is a lot, I think, German. Mainly supposed to be just German. So.
It's like I asked you a question last night when I was hitting them dishes, and you was like, yeah. And I'm like, what? Where the fuck
know.
Are you in from
know where
right
I
now?
Visited.
And then you went Southern. I'm like, you were so confused.
I am.
How many personalities is in there, man?
So anyways, so back to the normal subject.
Fine.
I have the conversations in my head with over and over again with 20 different scenarios.
I am definitely going to put a
so then
psychiatric tag in this episode.
Right? So then I assumed that we just already had the conversation, but technically we already had it in my head.
No,
so
that's
we
your
didn't
fault.
Have it.
And then you still get mad at me. Yep. I'm like, I ain't playing
so
that
shit. So it's
your
fault.
Like, you're going to be mad by yourself today. You got me fucked up. Still mad at me for not knowing. Well, you know I told you. You know what I'm thinking. No, the fuck I don't.
Yeah.
See, see what you put me through?
That's what happens. I don't mean it.
Hear that trampoline coming?
Any harm?
I'm sure you don't.
I just wanna make sure the conversation goes perfect.
And it goes so perfect, it's never had.
I know.
And then I'm in trouble. Like, what
it
the fuck did
well.
I do?
Remember, we're supposed to do it. We're going.
I'm like, huh? Where and what? No and no and more no. Yeah. What the fuck is? What are you saying? That's hilarious that you do that shit. I'm sure there's a lot of women who do that. But you can't tell them that they don't remember. Or that they, you know, because men, they'll get in trouble. Like, you never told me that. That's the first. That's one quick way to piss a woman off.
Yeah.
It's a quick way. You know, I don't care. I'd be like, I know you didn't tell me that shit. But then there's sometimes I'd be slipping too.
You
like,
did
oh,
too.
Yeah. That's right. You did
you
say,
did.
I forgot. My bad.
Yeah, and then you'll blame it on me.
No, I don't.
You do too.
How do I blame it on you?
You do, and you give me that funny look where you're always looking up on the side.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I don't blame it on you.
No.
I only blame it on you when I know you ain't said shit.
You still give me that same look and say,
Because I have to
we
think about it.
We did talk
for a
about it.
Yeah. Only with certain stuff.
Okay.
Because you have more conversations with yourself than anything.
Yep.
You always say that.
Well, who do I have normally to talk to? The dog.
Hey, some people prefer that lifestyle.
I do.
That's better than half the clowns I have to speak to every day on a daily basis.
A ghost is very fun to talk to.
Excuse me.
He does definitely talk back.
He's an idiot.
He is a fun idiot.
He is a dork.
He is. He is so fun.
He's so ugly.
Oh.
He a ugly dog. He ugly.
He is hilarious.
He just goofy.
Especially when he wants my attention in the bed.
The other member of the podcast. And see, that drives me nuts, too. Huh. Him in the bed. Like, get the fuck out the bed. Get out. And always on my side of the bed. Get off the bed, man. Fuck you think you is around here?
He knows where he thinks he's supposed to be.
Man, yeah. That's why the member of the podcast, Ghost, is outside right now.
I
helping
know.
With the trampoline.
Yes, he is.
Knowing damn well he's chasing shadows around. That's all he's doing. Special. He's very special.
He is. It's my special thing.
Ah, shit, man. What else been going on in the world, baby? What have you noticed this week? Anything that has kind of jumped out at you?
Nothing. Really.
Yeah. I know they had 6 officers shot yesterday. I'm like, man, another shooting.
I know, in Philadelphia.
In Philly. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man. What the fuck? I mean, that summertime heat, man. That shit gets people in an aggy mood.
Makes people mad.
It makes mad. I don't know. I mean, agitation. That's just, so that's pretty tragic to hear. I'm like, golly, man, what the fuck, people?
I didn't get it.
And we know, as fucked up as it sounds in this damn country, it ain't going to be the last one. Because what does that even bring it to right now?
I
hear him walking.
I know. Oh, he's got a potty.
Yeah, he's using our own. Using how are you just gonna see how these kids, even when they move out, they act like they own.
He ain't gonna go in Janae's. Janae's is scary.
Yeah,
it's probably filled with
her bathroom
pee.
Is ugh. Anyway,
that girl does not flush the toilet.
Yeah, and also, I mean, a lot of people have already been talking about this, and I don't want to get into it too much, but Jeffrey Epstein, man,
well,
human sex trafficking.
Clinton's, you gotta cover
oh,
all your
no.
bases.
Come on, man. I mean, I've seen some of those memes and people say it's part funny. Of the hashtag Clinton body count and all this other stuff. But yeah. I mean, I know he was probably getting ready to, he was getting ready to blow the whole shit up. And it's kind of ironic to me, just using common sense, that you're on suicide watch, you attempted suicide, it failed the first time. So they felt it was okay to take you off suicide watch. All of a sudden, you commit suicide. Why would you once you try it once, you're not going to come back off of suicide, especially if you're in solitary confinement and you're under armed security and you have cameras on. There's no footage. There's no, two officers have been placed on administrative leave. yesterday that was supposed to be watching him. Autopsy report came out today that his neck was broken, which is, how did they actually put it? It could have been strangulation or hanging. I just think it's kind of ironic that, I mean, anybody with half a brain can use some common sense as to what this could possibly be. And there's a lot of, I mean, people want to say the Clintons, or it could be Trump, it could be there's a lot of big powers at play behind this whole shit.
Yeah, I just started watching something on Netflix that came out called Family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the head, basically the head that takes care of everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
The head that takes care of everybody, what do you mean?
Like, the top dogs in the government that take care, make all the rules.
Okay. Talk about just, as far as in what setting, though, is what I'm...
All of it.
And just, okay, you talking about as far as, you know, higher powers to be, as far as financially concerned?
Everything.
Everything, because, you know, it's the billionaires and trillionaires that rule the world. Governments don't.
It's like just a, saying. It's like a fraternity.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like God fraternity.
It's unfortunate for the victims.
It's like really creepy.
Yeah. It's just really unfortunate for the victims, you know, that it went down this way. Now, there's other names involved that they're going to pursue as far as getting answers. But at the end of the day, I feel really, really bad for the victims.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad for the victims. It even just came out today. Danny Masterson and the Church of Scientology are being sued for alleged sexual assault cover-up. I mean... When does this shit end? I mean, it's always something. It's always mm-hmm. something. I mean, I don't want to go too far into it or go too deep into it, but I mean, as far as different religious followings, it doesn't matter what you subscribe to. There's just so much corruption on every fucking level that at the end of the day, everybody forgets about the victims. What about the victims? What about the people that have to live with this? The people that have lost loved ones or any of those type of just negative traumatic situations? What, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking sad. So, just condolences to the victims, especially with the news of... Jeffrey Epstein, and I mean, I just feel like that justice will never be served the way it should be, and I feel like there's definitely, you know, some higher powers at play that are, I mean, conspiracy theorists are churning all over the place about this right now, but I don't think it takes conspiracy to use common sense
mm-hmm.
behind certain things.
Yep.
So, oh man, I don't know. I really don't know. Make sure, parents, people out there, make sure that you let your kids know that you love them. You let your loved ones know that you love them every day. Keep a sharp eye on your children as they go back to school this year. A sharp eye on your kids. You never know what's going to happen from day to day. I mean, it's unfortunate that these type of things happen in the world of being kidnapped and things of that nature. A lot of people don't think about that on that aspect, but nobody does until it's them.
Right.
Until it happens to them. And it happens in this country every day. Thousands of people a year get kidnapped without a trace every year.
We are a hub here. In Kansas City and Wichita. Yeah. We are a hub.
It's just be careful, people.
Yep.
Just definitely be careful. And we are an open carry state. Blah, ow.
Mm-hmm.
I will bust some caps in somebody's ass with the quickness.
Yeah.
Don't let this light skin fool you. I ain't Drake.
Janae tried to say you were so black. I was like, that skin is not either.
So I'm so black.
I was like, Gerard is dark.
Why you gotta throw Gerard under the bus?
Right? She's like, nuh-uh. I'm like, you're confused.
No, she's talking about attitude.
No, she was talking about color.
I'm a brother. I was like, no. Through and through, huh?
She was trying to explain it to this boy she was talking to.
Fuck these boys she talks to.
I know,
to.
She talks to so many.
I'm gonna punch some of them in the fucking face.
This one was a little black, or a little black boy. He was funny. He said I was funny. He's like, I like your mom. She's so funny. I'm like, okay.
Who is this? Who the fuck it is? Who the fuck this is? Oh, I got some discussions to be had.
I don't remember.
Who
his
cares?
Name.
You don't need it. Nobody cares.
I don't remember. They're all. They all just, I don't know. Their That's names the, come and go.
Man, you making her sound like a young harlot out here.
No, she isn't. What? A lot of them want to do, you know,
we know what
already get to it.
And adolescent boys want to do.
She doesn't want to get to it, so.
Yeah, she don't want to grow up all of a sudden, nor does she want to have kids.
Yeah, so she's got a pass, and then here comes another one, and then she's got a pass. Mm-hmm. So that's why they come and go. It's not because, you know, they come and go and just because.
Like, she just, the interview process. See, that's the problem with technology anymore. That's the problem with social media. Like, it takes the whole process of actually getting to know somebody out of the equation.
Right.
You go, I guess it's called speed dating. I guess you can call it. That's a new way right. of speed dating.
So strange.
A new way of doing it, I guess.
To slide up on my story. What?
In my Tinder account.
Right. Oh, these kids.
You get any more Tinders?
I don't
Tinder
have
update,
any.
Tinder update.
Oh, I was like, I don't have a Tinder.
No, you said the boys got a Tinder.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to ask Kyle how he does on his Tinder.
That's why you're over here breaking down a trampoline.
I know. And then, I don't know. Caleb, he went on the raft again. Yesterday, yeah, so much fun.
White water rafting.
Yeah, we'll have to go on it next time we go down.
Ooh, brothers don't white water raft. What are you talking about?
Oh, we would have fun.
I'm not getting them no
you
damn
are
raft.
Too.
There's probably alligators and shit in that water. I'm not fucking with that.
It's not fucking Florida.
I don't give a fuck where it is. There's animals in all places. Animals rule the world. If we didn't have buildings and homes, we'd be fucked.
We'll go in December, January when it's nice and cold here.
See,
and
here you go
nice
already.
Warm there.
Oh, we are, huh?
We did
go this past January.
And it was nice.
90 something. That wasn't nice. It was hot.
It was actually a hot.
I don't like hot.
Weekend when we went. Yeah. It was hot.
I want a restraining order on the sun. I do not do well with heat. You know I don't. I don't care what month it is. It was hot. It was fun, but it was hot.
Yeah.
It was too damn hot, man. Except at night, because at that desert, I was like, now this is nice. And he was like, fuck this shit.
It's cold.
Out there in the desert. So what's coming up, honey? What plans we got coming up?
Caleb's coming in town Tuesday.
Yep, he'll be in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have Kona next weekend.
What?
She'll be gone the week throughout the week at the doggy daycare, but then she'll be here the weekend.
Don't we have enough of a petting zoo around here?
I know.
No, that's cool. Kona's my girl. Speaking of Kona, Kona's actually Ghost's sister. They're
right.
from the same litter.
And she has a funny personality, too.
That's just a special litter.
It was a special litter.
It is the last litter. But
the last litter, yeah. The personalities is just...
They definitely all have personalities.
Through the roof, like, just comical.
Yeah. And when they're together, they get on each other's nerves like brother and sister, too. It's pretty fucking funny.
They are funny. They have funniest facial expressions, and they use their eyebrows. They use their teeth.
They're a pain in the ass.
Funny.
That's what they are. They're just a pain in the ass. My Kona girl.
There.
Yep, so Cable will be in town.
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason why he's coming to town, he ain't coming to see us.
What?
He get together with his fellas for fantasy football.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only like, well, fuck you then.
He had a plan at a fantasy football meeting.
And probably leave with some money in his pocket. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, better.
Mom, can I have some money?
No, he's supposed to deposit some money in my account so he'll have some when he comes.
The Bank of Momcovia.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's the only one that's smart about it.
Let's see what else we got coming up. We got tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes this evening.
Oh, well, I'm glad that Caleb's going to be here. He can put that shit together. There we go. If you get one.
No, Kyle's helping me this weekend.
Oh, how do you know we... See, this is a bullshit. How do you even know we're getting this?
Because you said that we'll go this weekend.
I didn't say.
You did.
Yes or no. See or have, no.
I'll have it on text. I'll screenshot
no,
it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You ain't got me on text. I said, we'll go look into it. I didn't say yes or no. That is all I said.
Oh, I'm going to be excited.
Yeah, whatever. All right, baby. We can go ahead and wrap this episode up. Thank you guys for listening to us this week. Hope you guys have a great weekend. You ain't don't worry about the text. I told you what I said. Don't let her fool you, guys. Don't let her fool you.
We'll go look into the greenhouse this weekend.
We'll look into it. Does that say yes or does that say no? It says neither.
If they still only have one left, we're getting it. Especially if I can use my 20% off coupon.
Christmas is coming early then.
We be boxing.
Nope. I'm saying Christmas is going to come early then.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with not having any Christmas presents. I love presents. Throughout the year.
Uh-huh. I get you stuff throughout the year.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What you making me for dinner?
Let's see. Baked potato. Yay. Brussels sprouts. Chicken on the stove.
Is that what we're eating?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I might have some other suggestions, though.
What's that?
I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, dear. Why don't you tell me now?
You want to do chicken on the stove? Do you have to cook for everybody else tonight?
No.
Okay.
I'm doing chicken on the stove because I already have the chicken.
Oh, we could fry that shit, huh?
I mean, I guess I can get some stuff to fry it, yeah.
Sweet! You are the best, honey.
You're
welcome. See how that works out, people?
It works out.
You can still make some on the stove if you want some on the stove, though.
No, there's only, I think, 5 or 6 pieces.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll fry those few pieces then.
Okay.
We'll just do that. Yeah! Y'all know this sound cliche as fuck. We just worked out dinner. I'm going to cook my black man some fried chickens. Speaking of chicken in this bitch. Hell yeah. Plug your social medias, baby.
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yep.
Facebook and Instagram and Lady in. 79 on Instagram and Twitter.
Yep. Of course, the podcast itself.
Yes.
On all major platforms.
And I always forget the name of it, so I stare at him like I'm stupid.
Forget the name of what? Interracial Odd Couple?
Yes.
How can you forget the name of that? We look odd at each other every day, and we're a couple.
I know. And still, I never remember.
Oh, so people that don't know, you can also listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Player FM, and more.
Yeah, so listen.
And YouTube.
And listen, thank you, YouTube, yes.
And YouTube.
And YouTube. You can always listen on YouTube.
Yep, and I don't know. I'm thinking about, we'll talk about it, though.
What are we talking about?
We'll talk about it later.
Why do you always talk about it later?
Because
then I forget.
Because it's not everybody's business. This is our business empire we got going on. Of all 2 people that listen to us.
Hi, 2 people.
What's happening?
My friends.
But yes, we're also on Instagram and Twitter under Interracial Odd Couple. If you want to be a part of the Facebook group, it is under Cypha Omni Network. That's another way you can find us as well. Any parting words you have for everybody out there in the stratosphere, honey?
Be kind. Stay high and right.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah, rewind. Yeah.
Stay high and right.
Mm-hmm. All day.
All day, every day.
Sure.
Ay, 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 ay.
smoke weed every day.
All right, you guys, have a great weekend. Have a great next week. We will talk to you on the flip side.
Bye.
Deuces.